If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this podcast edition of Late Night with Seth Meyers. On today's show, you'll hear Seth's interview with Dolly Parton. But first, Seth highlights the kind of story we need right now.
A cheerleader in Texas was riding on a homecoming float when she saw a little boy choking in the crowd. So she jumped off the float and saved his life, which brings us to a segment called The Kind of Story We Need Right Now. This is Tyra Winters. She's a cheerleader at Rockwall High School in Texas, and she was riding on a float in her school's homecoming parade when she saw this mom in the crowd calling out for help. Her 2-year-old son was choking, and she had tried the Heimlich maneuver, but it hadn't worked, and she didn't know what to do next.
I see the kid. I see a little bright red face, and his mom's holding him up, begging for help, screaming, asking, someone help me, someone help me.
So Tyra did the only thing that made sense.
I immediately jumped off the float.
She jumped off the float! This is the kind of story we need right now. That must have been amazing to see. We don't have footage of Tyra jumping off the float, but we do have footage of her at the gym, so I'm guessing it looks something like this. Where's your baby? So, what happened next?
I ran down to the kiddo, and I was like, I got it, and I just grabbed him from the mom. I tilted him upside down, and I just hit a good 3 back thrust.
How surreal must that have been for that mom? Your kid is in danger, you're desperate for help, and then out of nowhere, a cheerleader appears and is like, step off. You're probably wondering why a high school student knows the pediatric Heimlich maneuver. It's because Tyra's mom is in the medical field, and she taught her how to do that. I mean, how badass is that? I mean, my mom was a French teacher, so if your kid needs help conjugating irregular verbs, I'm also not your guy, because it did not stick. So Tyra hit the kid on the back. The candy he was choking on flew out, and he started breathing again. And what did she do next? Stay around to receive praise and high fives? No.
I gave the kiddo back to his mom, and I ran and jumped back on the float.
She jumped back on the float. This is the kind of story we need right now. There are a million books and articles that are like, can women have it all? And this woman's like, watch me build a human pyramid, save a life, and then jump onto a moving vehicle. Tyra's a senior this year. Can you imagine what her college application is going to look like? So Tyra jumped back on the float like some kind of mysterious pom-pom Lone Ranger, and everyone was like, who was that masked woman, and why did she have spirit fingers? So what's next for Tyra? Well, when she grows up, she wants to be a pediatric surgeon, which, let's be honest, she kind of already is. On day one of med school, she's going to be like, boring. There are terrible things happening all over the world right now. Most people are just standing by and watching them happen, but not Tyra Winters. When she saw trouble, she sprang into action, literally. And that's why this is the kind of story we need right now. We'll be right back with more Late Night.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Our guest tonight is a Grammy Award-winning artist and country music legend. Her special, Dolly Parton, 50 Years at the Opry, airs November 26th here on NBC. And her new series, Dolly Parton's Heartstrings, premieres tomorrow on Netflix. Please welcome to the show the one, the only, Dolly Parton, everybody.
To being with you.
You look like $1 million every single time.
Well, that's about how much it costs.
Oh, good. That's the price tag on it.
Yeah.
This is such a cool project. Your songs, you've always been a great storyteller in your songs, and now you've adapted 8 of the songs into teleplays that are going to be on Netflix. Is this an idea you've had for a long time to make them more narrative?
Well, I've always loved to write story songs, and I always thought I'd love to see my songs up on screen. And so now Netflix fell for it.
They fell for it,
They fell for it. And so we did 8 of them, and if they do good, we'll continue. If not, it was a dream come true. And
that's great.
They're all different. And so, of course, you saw a little bit of Jolene there.
That was Jolene.
Julianne did Jolene. She did a beautiful job with that.
And now Jolene is a song. The inspiration for Jolene, if I'm correct, was a bank teller?
Well, yeah, it was a girl that worked at the bank. I tell the real story when my husband and I first got married. And this beautiful girl was working at the bank. She had everything I didn't, like legs and stuff. You know, she was tall, beautiful. And he was just spending a lot of time down there. And I thought, I know we ain't got that kind of money. Not right now. So he said he was down there, working on trying to get a loan because he was in asphalt paving at that time. So he was trying to get a, deal on that. And I said, look, you can talk to some of these men on that.
Yeah.
Or you better get your butt to the house or it's going to be your ass and your fault. So kind of it was like that was kind of the setup for it. But Jolene, of course, became famous.
Just a giant famous song. What would you do today if you ran into another Jolene with your husband?
Oh, with my husband? Yeah. I'd just hide his Viagra.
Oh, yeah. A lot easier now.
Actually, though, Jolene was, quite the girl. I learned early on, though, I didn't want to feel jealous because everybody has those Jolenes in their life and kind of afraid of them. So I just thought, well, I'm just going to try to out-sexy them, and just try to outbeat them. So I'm 73 years old, and if you can beat them...
You know what? I don't know how to tell you this, but I think for most marriages, you're the Jolene, just so you know.
Well, I don't know, but anyway, I guess we all feel like there's somebody better than us.
Of course.
Your little boy loves that song,
so,
Jolene.
So, you were so kind. My 3-year-old loves Jolene. It's his favorite song, and we FaceTimed with him in your dressing room. Now, I cannot believe that this is a true thing, but if it was either on the same day or close to the same day, you wrote Jolene and I Will Always Love You.
You know, I found an old cassette, and I didn't realize that myself. We were going through all my archives and trying to get everything on hard drives and so I wouldn't lose all these old tapes I had. And the same tape, I had Jolene and I Will Always Love You.
That is
unbelievable. Major night, I guess.
You were in the zone that night.
It could have been like the first week or so, because sometimes when I'd write, I'd go back to the same cassette.
Of course.
But anyway, it's very possible it was the same night, but it was during that same period of time.
That's amazing. And now Elvis Presley, true story, Elvis Presley heard that song and wanted to record it, and you said no.
Well,
which must have been the hardest thing in the world to do.
You know it was, and I still grieve over that, but it wasn't Elvis. He loved it. But Colonel Tom said that I had to give away half the publishing because Elvis didn't record anything unless he had half the publishing.
So that would mean that for perpetuity, he would own half of the song,
basically. Yeah, and I said I couldn't do it because I was leaving that for my family. And so I just didn't do it, and he didn't do it. And so after Whitney recorded it, I realized that was the best choice.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
I'd
the fact
made.
That Whitney Houston did it.
I know, but I did write a song though later called "I Dreamed About Elvis," and it's really I had an Elvis sound alike sing with me on it, and we did sing "I Will Always Love You" in my song. So maybe someday I'll put that up.
Okay, good, yeah. Good. So you we came full circle.
And eventually on the Netflix, if this goes on, I'll do a movie about "I Will Always Love You" too.
That would be wonderful to see. You were we're going to do this special on NBC, November 26th, about 50 years of is that 50 years from your first time at the Opry? Or?
Well, actually, I became a member.
Okay.
50 years ago.
Gotcha.
That was my dream to be a member, but I've been actually doing the Opry pretty much like 60 years because I was on when I was 13.
13. What was it like the first time you went to the Opry?
It was amazing because my Uncle Bill Owens used to take me back and forth to Nashville. That was when Johnny Cash was first on the scene. Uh-huh. You know, he was all, you know, and he was the sexiest thing I'd ever seen. I was 13 years old, and I was looking at him, and I was feeling all those things that you feel. That's the first time I really understood what sex appeal really was.
Wow.
And I just, you know, I just really fell into a burn ring farm. But I loved him, and he introduced me. Yeah.
Oh, that's something else. You obviously you've had this you know this really unique like iconic look for so long. What were you inspired by as far as how you wanted to look with your stage persona?
Well, don't I look sort of like a hooker?
No.
I do too. Actually, I've told this story a lot of times, but it's true. There was the town tramp in our little town.
Yeah.
Where everybody said she was, you know, I thought she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen. She had this big yellow hair, lipstick, high heel shoes, red nails. And when I was little, we were just country kids, and every time we'd go downtown, I'd see her and I'd just be fascinated. And everybody said, oh, she ain't nothing but trash. And I thought, well, that's what I'm going to be when I grow up, trash. So that's kind of how I patterned my look. And I honestly, to this day, I just feel more comfortable, you know, wearing tight clothes and flashy things.
Well, I speak from the rest of us. We're very comfortable with that as well. So.
Oh, good. Well, good.
And you are now, there's just, I'm so impressed how there's just no stop to you at all. You're starting a line of cosmetics.
Well, actually, I'm actually going to have a line of all kinds of things. I'm going to have wigs, and I'm going to have perfumes. I'm going to have clothes. I'm going to have all sorts of things. So it's my brand worldwide with IMG. So we're going to be doing a whole lot of things. I've done everything else. Why not do that?
Yeah. Well, you are a force of nature, and I cannot tell you what an honor it is to have you here. Thank you so
much.
Well,
let me just say, you are a special guy, and everybody just loves you,
thank
and
you so
I do
much.
Too. So thank you for having me.
Give it up for Dolly Parton, everybody.
Late Night with Seth Meyers airs weeknights on NBC at 12:35, 11:35 Central. Original music on the Late Night podcast is by the HE Band. Don't forget to follow the handle Late Night Seth on social media and tell your friends to subscribe to the Late Night podcast wherever they get their podcasts.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.